What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, August 15th here, middle of the month. My goodness, where is the time going? We've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. A quick reminder, in our third hour today, we will be talking with Leon Siu, who's the foreign minister for the Kingdom of Hawaii. We're still waiting for a final confirmation. He's obviously very, very busy these days here, and we're going to try and get him on here. Talking about restoration of the Kingdom of Hawaii, the sovereignty, in light of the fact that the U.S. government admits their acquisition of Hawaii was illegal under international law and treaties. And, of course, they're paying very close attention to the CalExit movement, what's going on over in Catalonia. And we're seeing in the wake of all this abuse by the globalist New World Order people that, you know, people are saying, you know, I want to go back to having our own country with our own culture, our own history. You realize that if the globalists succeed in turning the entire planet into the same mishmash blended society, tourism will drop. There won't be a reason for anybody to go anywhere else. You know, you go someplace else, looks just like what you got here. Fast food restaurants, franchise chains, shopping malls, that's it. Seen one, seen them all here. All right. This nonsense with the attack on the Confederacy, the memorials, the statues, is really getting out of control. And apparently over in Durham County, North Carolina, there was a rally that spontaneously turned into a tear down the statue, sort of a reminder of when they were tearing down Saddam Hussein's statue with that staged crowd over there in Iraq. And apparently they looped a rope around the statue, a bronze statue, and the statue's been there since 1924, and they just tore it down. And they were kicking it and spinning on it and posing for selfies with the torn-down statue. And obviously, not having had any kind of a legal justification, they're all guilty of vandalism of a public monument, and police are looking at criminal charges, which is going to be easy because they took all these selfies and posted them all over social media, so the police know exactly who to go get. And the protesters are claiming they were responding to the incidents in Virginia, and apparently the cops were intimidated and stood back and let it happen, but it was a criminal event. And it's not the only place. Apparently Gainesville, Confederate monuments vandalized in Atlanta, Georgia. Over in Baltimore, they've apparently decided they're going to just tear them all down. Going to tear them all down. They're all going to be gone. Because the Confederacy was evil. And we are sweetness and light. Actually, not really. And this is why it's important to preserve history accurately. Because all of these people who are out there are proceeding on the basis of a false assumption. All over the country, we have these self-appointed history erasers. And they're tearing down Confederate monuments because they disagree with the Confederacy's slavery issue. But the Confederate states did not secede over slavery, nor did Lincoln fight the Civil War over slavery. Both the secession and the war were about excessive federal taxes and excessive federal overreach. And in that context, knowledgeable people, educated people, understand that Abraham Lincoln lied the Union into the Civil War. Slavery was just the excuse because he wasn't going to get people to leave their homes and go off and get killed and crippled over this idea of bringing the Southern states and their tax revenues back under the control of Washington, D.C. He lied the country into the war the same way McKinley did, Lyndon Johnson did, Franklin Roosevelt did. Lincoln was just as bad as those people. But you don't see us going on out and trying to knock down the Lincoln Memorial, right? And there is the difference. We disagree with what some people in history have done. We don't go on out and tear down their monuments. The violence is totally unjustified. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. John, somewhere down south, go ahead and tell me what's on your mind today. John, there you are. Okay, what's on your mind?
There we go. Yeah, about an hour ago, a young man with an AR-15 and a Confederate jacket and hat went to the Lee statue in Charlottesville and stood there and, like, saluted it for, like, a minute. And he was surrounded by these leftist activists, and they just got all foul-mouthed and all this other stuff. And then the AP, I think, had the video of it, and it's on Twitter, but they escorted him to a police car, an SUV. They put him in the front seat. They put his AR-15 in the back seat, and the cop told the lady who was yelling at him, "I'm doing what you asked." And then she said, "You're just a coward, and you won't walk out of the park by yourself." And then the cop looked at her and said, "You just want another day like Saturday, don't you? You should be ashamed of yourself." He handled it very professionally. Now, I have been opposed to all these rallies because I don't see the point. If we know it's a leftist mayor, we know there's people opposed to the statue, a mayor in a town or something, I don't think these people should come from surrounding states and invade some city and have a public rally because and they built up to this was like 6 weeks, so we all knew it was going to go violent. And now it's just getting really bad for any quote-unquote white patriotic person to make the arguments we've been making since Ron Paul because we're all getting shouted down as racist.
Yeah, I mean, that really is the agenda right now, is to basically demonize everybody who supported Donald Trump. Like, we're some kind of villains or bad guy for not going along with the globalist liberal agenda. And by the way, a lot of those people who were at that rally, we figured out why none of them could really throw a decent punch. They were all hired to be there. Somebody found the ad in Craigslist for a company called Crowds on Demand. They're out of Los Angeles. They're a PR firm, and they specialize in manufacturing a crowd for newspaper photographs and for so forth. And they found this ad from Crowds on Demand asking for people to show up in this North Carolina area, and they were all being paid $25 per hour plus reimbursement for gas and parking and so forth and so on. So it's a rent-a-mob. These are not real Americans expressing their opinion about the Confederacy or the rest of it. They're hired actors pushing an agenda.
Well, and they're not natives to Charlottesville either. So there's hypocrisy on both sides. My point is we're still free in this country to elect people to local government that represent our values. And if our values stand with the Confederate statues or preserving history, then we're free to do that. If they don't, or we don't show up at the voting booth and we get drowned out by the SJWs, then the statues are going to come down. So replace that government and put the statues back up. We don't have to have all fisticuffs and all this violence, and now it's going to be nonstop 24/7 open gates bashing white people for no other reason than to say they're white or suspect they're white supremacists when everybody, like you and I have talked about before, a meritocracy. That's all we want. Get all the hindrances out of the way that make it seem like other races are preferred over whites, because that's some of the objection, but let's just have a meritocracy.
I agree with you 100%. I'm a huge believer in meritocracy.
All right, Mike, you take care, my friend.
Thanks an awful lot. I'm going to share a story with you that actually happened when I was at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. And I was hired by JPL right out of high school because of the science fair thing that I won. And I'm up there, and I was bouncing around from job to job to job in there, and there was a job that I wanted, and I almost didn't get it. Now, I was the best qualified person there, but they came on back and said, "Well, we're you know, subject to affirmative action, and we need a minority hire." And I said, "Well, you know, my last name's Rivero, and I can speak with a Spanish accent, and somewhere in the closet I got a sombrero." And they said, "All right, we'll get you through on that one." But I almost lost out on that job opportunity because they wanted a quota-based system in there. And if you start hiring on the basis of quota, you're not going to get necessarily the best person to be doing that job. And I hated having to go through that kind of deception. I wanted to get that job on the basis of my skill level, my IQ, my science background. I had already passed qualifications on running some of the computer systems that were at JPL. You had to have little extra tags on your little clippy thing to access certain stuff, and I'd passed all those certifications. And I almost lost that job because, oh, we got to have a minority in here and bring them along. And so, yeah, it really is. They're trying to create a system. I mean, now they're talking about cognitive privilege, where there is something wrong with you if you were born with a high IQ. Well, I'm sorry. I had no more control over the IQ I was born with than I had over the color of my skin. And now they're actually out there saying that jobs should discriminate against high IQ people in order to level the playing field. And we already know there are actually some areas where this is already done. If you apply for a job on the police force of most cities, if you score too high on the IQ test, they're not going to hire you. Don't want you out there thinking. All righty, let's take a phone call. Oh, first of all, we got to do a shout-out to our Honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And then we're going to take a phone call from Patrick in Oregon. Aloha, welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. How you doing today?
I'm doing okay, actually. Feeling pretty good.
Hey, great. I think we ought to take a metaphor-baked baseball bat and start beating the Democrats and all their supporters with Robert Byrd, the Grand Dragon of the Ku Klux mm-hmm. Klan. How can they be so? How can they, Trump has disavowed David Duke on numerous occasions, but none of these Democrats, nobody ever brings up Robert Byrd, Grand Dragon of the Ku Klux Klan, who was one of the lead Democrats in their party. Nobody ever disavowed him. How come?
Well, most people don't remember that the Democratic Party actually emerged as a pro-slavery group, and
after
the Civil War was over, there were still ambitions in the South to bring slavery back, and they organized politically, and that is absolutely the reality. There, it was always the Republicans who were anti-slavery.
Yep, and the Democrats are the party of the Ku Klux Klan. We just need to start beating them over the head with the name Robert Byrd, and get it out on all the right wing shows.
Well, you know, I really want to stop using the terms right wing or left wing. I mean, personally, I'm a centrist. I'm sort of like trying to navigate the most optimal path for the entire nation through all of the shoals with which we are beset. Anyway, Patrick, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go and get back here to the news. Now, Mike,
thank you very much, Michael, and you have a wonderful day.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And story out of Zero Hedge, Mike Krieger is out there sounding a warning we must all be paying attention to. Do not play into this divide and conquer game, because this is really what it's all about. Right now, the federal government is absolutely terrified that the American people are coming together in opposition to the war agenda, to the terrible handling of our economy, to the globalists, and they're trying to split us up and turn us against each other. And they're spending a huge amount of money to do it. We're talking literally $1 billion has been poured into this campaign to fan up race hatred in this country from all kinds of different sources. George Soros is among them. And we know the government likes to do this because they did exactly the same thing back in the 1960s during COINTELPRO. When the American people were coming together in opposition to the war in Vietnam, the FBI went on out and they deliberately tried to fan up divides in our society. Blacks against white, the students against the parents, men against women. Everybody against the anti-war movement, and they did all kinds of dirty tricks. There was the staged riot at Disneyland. There was the Black Panther coloring book. And anybody who dared speak out and say that this was wrong, their careers were destroyed. There was a very famous actress back then, Jean Seberg, very famous in Europe and the United States of America. She'd done an amazing performance of Joan of Arc. She was in Paint Your Wagon, which is the only movie that Clint Eastwood actually sang in. And I think the very first airport movie, she was in that as well. And she was an outspoken defender of civil rights, and the FBI destroyed her by having one of their assets, the gossip columnist at the Los Angeles Times, Joyce Haber, putting out a story that Gene Seberg had gotten knocked up by one of the Black Panthers. And yes, it was the 60s and free love and the summer of love and the autumn of gonorrhea. But for most Americans back then, interracial sex was still a tacky no-no, especially when you're married. And it basically ended her career, and she eventually committed suicide. And it turned out, of course, the story was a complete lie and a fiction. And the FBI did apologize in the same Los Angeles Times, back on page 8,642, right underneath the obituaries. But that's how the government plays. They love to play dirty here. All right, let's take some more phone calls. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Yeah, some of your listeners still don't seem to get it. This is an oligarchy. Nothing's going to happen to Hillary Clinton. Nothing's going to happen to Debbie Wasserman Schultz. This is Donald Trump is the figurehead of populism, nationalism, populism, whatever you want to call it, versus globalism. That's why you see on RT when they show John McCain meeting with the nationalists in Ukraine and the jihadis in Syria. This is what it's about. It's always been about this. It's a battle between two groups. The globalists don't want to give up power and give it back to the people of the world.
Yes.
Versus the nationalist populists. And people keep saying, well, I wish the media would talk. You know, the media is not going to change.
No.
It's not.
That's
even
why
Fox
we're here.
News,
that's why yep. we're here. I mean, if the corporate media was actually doing the job they're supposed to be doing, I would love to find something else to do. You know, be Claire's roadie for the rest of my life here, you know, and so forth. But, you know, as long as the corporate media is the lackey of the deep state and the oligarchs, the independent media is going to be here, and we're going to continue to gain our audience.
If Donald Trump didn't run and like Mother Teresa ran, they would come out and call her a hooker or something. Because it's not about Mother Teresa per se. It's about what she represents. And it's a threat to their power structure. And people really need to understand this, because I just keep hearing the same people saying, well, if the media comes out, and why are they doing this? Were Democrats doing it? It's because they're sticking with this globalist system. They're all corrupt. That's what it comes
yes.
out. They're all corrupt. Look at the Russian thing. Big lie. They all voted for the sanctions, except for two people. That tells you they're all corrupt. Game
yes.
over. You know, that's
yes.
it, Mike. You know, I mean,
no. Well, you know, it's easy to understand. The moral and the immoral are mutually exclusive societies. Neither one tolerates the presence of the other. So once a government starts to go bad, it will go all the way bad. And those people who are trying to stand up and do the job properly, like a Cynthia McKinney or a Ron Paul or Donald Trump, they're going to be controlled, hamstrung, blocked, and eventually ejected. And that's what's getting ready to happen here. Now, the fury over Donald Trump, especially with regards to all of this Russian nonsense, is an indicator that the deep state is feeling very vulnerable right now. They're not secure in their position. They're feeling fragile and vulnerable. And we have to take advantage of that and find their weakest spot and just concentrate on cracking it open. Right now, their weakest spot is Hillary Clinton, because everybody in this country understands that the Clintons are dirty. And they can see how the government is just clearly working to protect them. And it isn't that the government is protecting the Clintons per se. They're protecting the big, ugly, dark secret behind the Clintons and the Bushes and the CIA, that the biggest drug smuggler in the country is the country. Because that is a secret that will bring this government down.
And people need to realize there's no party. It's their party. That's why you got all these Black Lives Matter and Antifa. They don't have a color to themselves. Because they're globalists. They believe in this ideology. It's a cult. And that's why you have white women screaming, you know, kill white people. Yeah, you know, a white person screaming, kill white people, that means she's a cultist. Or they're
yeah,
a cultist.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. It's Jim Jones again. Have some Kool-Aid. Dustin, we got to let you go and take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, and we're going to go back to the telephones here. Tom in Indiana, aloha. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind today?
Aloha. I want to pick your brain because you're as old as I am. Gene Barry, Burke's Law. Remember that program?
Oh, yeah, I remember
that. Is that a lot like our president? The president didn't need the job, and he went around and he helped people. And it,
yeah,
and
I remember
how
that.
I thought about that was when you talked about the police department. And also, I want to thank you for the song "Lives in the Balance." I never heard that song. I looked it up. I watched the lyrics. Man, that ought to be a national anthem.
Yeah, it really ought to be. And I was aware of it because it was actually used as background music for an episode of the original Miami Vice in an episode called Stone's War. That was the one where
I do recall the intro. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it is, and that's exactly, it was an absolutely fabulous song, and it tells the truth, which is why, of course, it doesn't get a lot of play on the nation's music radio stations.
Yeah, well, have everybody go out and see how Burke's Law turned out. Maybe our President Trump can win.
I don't know. I'm beginning to think that Trump has been effectively muzzled. I mean, he's obviously on TV now talking about Charlottesville, but he's definitely drunk the Kool-Aid with regard to the war agenda. And that was one of the major reasons I was supporting him, along with keeping Hillary out of the White House. So at this point, I'm very disappointed, and it's obvious the war agenda is moving forward and at great peril to us all.
Well, I'll keep on listening, and every eBay thing I sell, I always put a little thing in there to listen to you. So hopefully there'll be a whole bunch of people watching you or listening to you.
Okay, good. Do me a favor and send me your eBay page. I want to see what you're selling, okay?
Okay.
Thanks a lot. All right, bye-bye. We're going to switch over to Chance in West Virginia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I've been thinking, do you think it would be a good idea for people to boycott all these states that are pulling down these statues by not visiting, not vacationing there, or not even following their sports teams just to affect their economies?
Sure, why not? I mean, like I said earlier in the show, if all the monuments and historical markers are torn down, why bother traveling there? There's nothing to see anymore. They're tearing down their own unique identity that makes them attractive as a tourist destination.
Yeah, but like I said, there's things that people are so hooked on sports nowadays, like giving up on this, on their sports teams located in these states by not watching them on the television or visiting them. Just stay away from them and really affect their economy. I think that might be somewhat of a solution.
Well, it certainly is going to allow you to express your displeasure with all of these people in a peaceful, nonviolent way, which is, again, we have to take the high ground here. They're out there tearing down monuments of the Confederacy. Those of us who understand that Lincoln lied us into the Civil War, we're not out there trying to vandalize his grave or tear down the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. Because
exactly,
we're civilized.
Exactly.
We are the civilized people.
And unfortunately, the opposition is not, and the sooner that people realize this, the better off they would be. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much as well. I mean, that is rather the amazing thing. And again, in the context that we now know those people were hired and paid $25 an hour to go on out there and act like total barbarians, you have to think, remember all the rioting that was going on after Trump won? Okay.
Yes.
How did that change public opinion toward the liberal snowflakes? It went downhill. These people who are out there vandalizing the statues and tearing down all this stuff, they're not going to win popular support for what they're doing. It's almost violence for the sake of violence, and again, an attempt to stir up a race war.
And it's not going to stop.
No, not until people like Soros run out of money.
Okay, Mike. Goodbye now.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are now empty here. And when you get into this whole, you know, whites are all racist and white genocide, we got to make them. It's based on an illusion. More about that when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And so we're talking about this attempt to fan up race hatred, race tension in our country. And it's we've been seeing it for years, going on back to Trayvon Martin and that whole situation, Baltimore riots, and now most recently this whole thing about, oh, the Confederacy, we've got to erase that from history. And it really is manufactured. And a lot of it is, you know, they're out there saying all whites are racist, which is a racist statement, by the way. And we have people in positions of influence in the media and education openly talking about white genocide, going down the same disastrous path as Rhodesia, now Zimbabwe, did. But a lot of it's based on illusions and falsehood. You've got these Black Lives Matter out there and their hands up statement saying, oh, well, the police are just shooting black people all over the place. And that is actually not borne out by the statistics. If you actually bother to do the research, something corporate media never does, you will find out that the police are killing white people almost twice as often as black people. And very often for no reason at all. This idea that blacks are being unfairly targeted by the police is just flat out race baiting. In fact, the police are so afraid of the negative publicity that they're holding back when dealing with black suspects. But because nobody kicks up a fuss when white people are gunned down in cold blood, it's still happening. By the way, we just put up another story about stinky badges at whatreallyhappened.com. Down in Texas, 20-year-old woman was stopped by the police. The police insisted that they found 0.02 grams of marijuana in her car and used it to justify a body cavity search that lasted for 11 minutes, during which they found absolutely nothing. 11 minutes. Probing and all that other stuff. It's been described as rape by cop, and it's resulted in a huge, huge civil litigation. And I hope the girl wins. And I think those cops ought to be made personally liable. Now then, getting on to another topic entirely. There's a lot of research going on regarding the issue of whether our elections are, in fact, honest, verifiable, or if there's something else entirely, an illusion. Like Stalin said, as long as people believe there's been an election, it doesn't matter what the results are. So over at shtfplan.com, they have another story about yet another group who's done yet another survey and discovered there are 3.5 million more registered voters in the United States than there are eligible voters. 3.5 million. And these are illegal immigrants, dead people, fabricated registrations. It's a joke. It is absolutely a joke. Our election system is a disgrace. It has no place in a democracy. And the problem is really out of control in places like California. So I wish Trump's committee, Special Commission on Election Integrity, would get going on a lot of this stuff. Now, we understand the corporate media will never, ever, ever report on anything that challenges the election system because they are part of the problem. Most people are very surprised to find out there is no official government facility for counting our national elections. It all goes through a company that keeps changing their name all the time, but they're sort of collectively known as Voters News Service. Voters News Service is a private company. It is owned by the TV network news departments and the Washington Post and the New York Times. And they count the elections and provide the results and the forecasts. And they have been caught in the past rigging the data. So they're part of the problem. They're never going to admit there's a problem with our election system because they are part of that problem. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a phone call. Philip in Virginia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I guess this dovetails this problem with the election system, also with the problem that we're seeing on the streets right now with the all of the demonstrations. And it goes back to the whole Hillary thing as well and all of the crimes of the deep state and the narcocracy. One of the functions of government is the establishment of the justice, as they call it,
Yes.
Not only setting up the whole structure in the system, but carrying these crimes to trial and the prosecution. The execution of justice is one of the five functions of the government. And if they would do that, you would see Hillary in jail, being charged. You would see these mobs that are rioting and the bird dogging and all of this stuff. What took place there in North Carolina last night with the mob pulling down the structure I am amazed, Michael, that you just reported about the fact that they had the Rent-A-Mob ad there. That's how they're getting away with it and not being able to track these people down. These people that are coming in from out of town.
No, the government doesn't want to track them down. They're serving the government's agenda of keeping the population under control. Because forget the five things we think government is supposed to be doing. What all governments do, what they're obsessed about day to day to day, is maintaining power and control over the population. And, if they're not doing a good job, if the economy is terrible, if they're pushing a war agenda, then they start thinking about how do we manipulate the people to do what we want. And that's what leads to Roosevelt goading the Japanese into the attack on Pearl Harbor and acting like it's a big shock, or McKinley's blaming a Spanish mine for the USS Maine, or all of these lies. It's all about maintaining control over the people. And again, if you want a textbook study on what's going on today, go back to the records of COINTELPRO, because after that was exposed by some very courageous people, I might add, Congress was forced to hold hearings because all of a sudden the American people woke up and realized we have effectively a Gestapo operating in this country. And back in the 60s, we weren't all that far removed from World War II, where the word Gestapo still had a very negative connotation. Now, today, it's kind of open and in your face where, we have to do this to run the country. If we don't keep lying to you and tricking you and turning you against each other, America will fall and we can't have that. But that's exactly what's going on. And the government is going to basically prosecute their enemies under the flimsiest of pretexts. Look at what's going on with the Bundys. And their friends are going to be protected at all costs, such as the Clintons, the Bushes, and obviously the Central Intelligence Agency.
Well, it's just sickening to watch them weaponize legislation that you refer to all the time, the Patriot Act, and how they weaponize that against us, but when they violate it, nothing comes of it.
Look at George Soros. He is clearly in violation of the Patriot Act by, funding violence with the goal of altering our political agenda in this country, and that is defined as an act of terror by the USA Patriot Act.
As well as the Department of Justice, we know that they were shaking down the corporations and funneling these penalties to these groups.
Yes.
Along with George Soros.
Yes.
It so is that totally would be correct. Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch.
Yes, absolutely. And again, follow it all the way back, and it connects to that narcocracy. Okay, Loretta Lynch was the U.S. Attorney for New York when HSBC was caught laundering drug money. She gave them a wrist slap deal. Former director of the FBI, James Comey, was on the board of directors of HSBC when that stuff was all going down. And so they get in to be head of the FBI and Attorney General of the United States, and all of a sudden you have Hillary Clinton coming on in with the Clinton Foundation and the rest of it. And again, they don't want Hillary prosecuted because that's going to unravel all the way back to that narcocracy. That is the dark, rotted heart of the entire U.S. government. That CIA drug running. It's been going on at least back to Vietnam and probably earlier than that as well.
Yeah, I saw in the news the other day one of the infamous players of that whole deal was Ken Starr. He popped up on the news report the other day. I forget what it was about. I don't know if you saw that, but yeah, these guys are sick.
Yeah, he's one of the players. I mean, but when Reagan was president, his attorney general, William French Smith, was the attorney general who wrote the rules saying that the CIA did not have to report drug smuggling activity they encountered in the course of intelligence operations. And it was basically the CIA's license to smuggle, because there was no difference between other people's drug smuggling and the CIA's own drug smuggling. They didn't have to report it, and they had the juice to keep the DEA away. And when William French Smith wrote this license to smuggle, Ken Starr was his assistant. That's why they threw him in there when that whole Whitewater thing was starting to unravel, because that was all about the CIA's supply mission to the Nicaraguan Contras, which was funded by smuggling cocaine back into the U.S., all in and out of Arkansas under then-Governor Bill Clinton. If you really look, you can see how it all ties together into this specter of government-sanctioned drug running. And they sell it to your kids, and according to Freeway Ricky Ross and Gary Webb, they were deliberately targeting the black communities for most of this. Thing back in Vietnam when they were bringing the heroin in. The CIA said, well, we're going to sell it in the black neighborhoods. We'll just get the money from them. And, you know, Mario Puzo, when he wrote The Godfather, he included a quote in there that made it into the movie where the Corleones are discussing whether or not they want to get into drug running or not, because they thought it was a dirty business. And there's a line in there where, you know, somebody says, well, this other family's running the opium, you know, sell it in the black neighborhoods, let them lose their souls. And that really was a very prevalent attitude, that it was somehow okay to smuggle these drugs back into the United States of America as long as you dumped them on the minorities in the inner cities.
No, Michael, don't you know we're concerned about your well-being and your welfare?
Okay.
Oh, man, this is too much. Well, anyway, I'll leave you with this, the point of the call in the first place. The failure for the establishing of justice, interesting Hebrew scripture, it says, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, that's why people are so quick to do wrong. So, it is a type of a deterrent, you know. I guess that's
It's supposed to be, but again, if you're working for the CIA, you can literally get away with murder. And yeah, it does lead to this culture of reckless disregard for human life. I mean, you can't be involved in smuggling heroin and cocaine into the country and selling it to young people without eventually developing an attitude that they just don't matter anymore. They're just a source of money. You know, and you convince yourself that somehow in the greater picture, this is good for the nation. You're doing a patriotic duty. But no, you're not. You're basically just another drug smuggler wrapped in the American flag.
And that's so sad. Well, all you Bible beaters out there, remember that Romans 13 says that the function of the government, the reason why you pay taxes, is to punish wrongdoers. So you're not getting your money's worth, so to speak, are you?
Well, we're not getting our money's worth from this government on basically everything. Look at the deteriorated streets, the crumbling infrastructure, a horribly mismanaged economy, and an educational system that doesn't really educate. What we need in this country right now badly is a cash for clunkers law for the government itself. We take our big, bloated, inefficient government over to the junkyard. We put it in the little masher machine and crunch it on down to this little coffee table. And then we all get a check for $15,000 to buy a new, smaller, more efficient government. That's what we need in this country.
That's a great bit you do right there. I like that.
Thank you.
Thanks for reprising it.
Feel free to copy it.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, wanted to point out two things. As this previous guy just said, Soros has been connected in receiving government funds. He's been an asset of the CIA all over the world with these color revolutions.
Yes.
So, all that's connected. But the broader point I wanted to make was that in the 250 years or something like that of the existence of the United States of America, all these, you know, the Confederacy only was there for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else, all the other racism, crimes, and everything that's going on, happened under the United States. Slavery, everything. Jim Crow, all that stuff in the South, the rollback of the occupation of the South and all that stuff. It's, you know, so, you know, if you're going to look at that, you know, how can you exalt the United States when any, as you said, the only thing that really caused this war was the secession itself. They could lump slavery in there to make it look a little better, but it was slavery. It was a secession.
And, yeah, it was the tax revenues. You know, the Confederacy.
It was perfectly okay for 100 years before that. You know,
yeah, it was fine. Basically, the Confederacy were tired of Washington, D.C. Just taking huge amounts of tax money and giving nothing back. And in a lot of ways, there were a lot of parallels between the Confederacy's secession and the American Revolution. And by the way, as a little side note, in 1793, which is the year that Great Britain finally officially recognized the independence of the United States, there was slavery all over the country, in the North and the South, and most of those slaves were white.
Another thing is, Mike, that there's two things. There were black slaveholders in the South.
That's absolutely true. Absolutely true. And there were black soldiers in the Confederate Army. Peter, we've got to take a break for commercials. I'm sorry to cut you off. Thank you for the phone call. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, silent salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the telephones. Terry in Wisconsin, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
The light bulb came on in your ads. You talk about that about three callers ago, and here's what I propose. I have some land in southern Wisconsin, and I propose using this land to take any and all statues and put them on display. I think I've got enough land to put quite a few of these statues. And make it it was a horse farm. Well, now it'll be a statue farm. And we'll have some kind of a admittance price or whatever, and then donate all that money to the veterans. There's a lot of veterans organizations throughout the Midwest and the rest of the country. So
sounds like a good idea.
I was listening to that gentleman, and I thought to myself, boy, that would really maybe be a big help for people that don't want to see the statues destroyed.
Well, the problem is, unfortunately, the statues are being destroyed. I mean, if you look at the way the one in North Carolina, they just put a rope around it and pulled it down, breaking it at the base. I think the feet are still up there on the pedestal. So I don't know what condition they're going to be in. But again, the reality is this idea that a group of whiners operating on a complete misperception of history I have some kind of a right to go around and tear down monuments and historical markers is ridiculous. You can always find, no matter what has happened in history, you're always going to find somebody who disagrees with it, who thinks this or that person's a bad thing. Look at the brouhaha they're making over Thomas Jefferson because he owned slaves, and they're talking about tearing his statues down. Now, this is the guy who authored the Constitution, the framework of our country. And now they want to erase him from history.
I don't think I could take that big monument.
Well, and again, you know, it is very arrogant of modern-day Americans to be passing judgment on people in history based on our current standards, because people in history were operating under the realities of their time. Slavery was legal in the United States. In fact, in the years leading up to the Civil War, it was a state issue. The federal government had nothing to say about it, and some states said we're going to end the slavery, and some didn't. And Lincoln seized that to basically launch the Civil War, even though the Civil War was really all about recapturing the Confederate states and bringing them back into the U.S. government's tax base. That's what it was really all about. Lincoln lied us into a war, just like Roosevelt did, just like Woodrow Wilson did. And again, you're not going to see us try and tear down the Lincoln Memorial. That's a very uncivilized thing to be doing.
Yes. Well, like I said, you had that light bulb commercial, and my light bulb came on. I thought, what a great idea to save these things. Even if they're damaged, I mean, people probably still want to come and see what they got. But
in Moscow, when the Soviet Union fell, they took all of those statues and put them in a park. Even they respect the history of failed governments. We'll be back
after
station identification.
Question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well, now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.